Mallory speaking.
Hey, is Carlos there?
Ma'am, hold on. What was your name again?
This is Straw with Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on one sec.
Thanks.
Second, okay?
Thank you.
Carlos. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Have a good weekend.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. And yours?
Yeah, it was good. I went to the beach, and it was just really hot.
You did?
That. Everything was good. Yeah.
Where are you?
We're in La Jolla, San Diego.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my son studies there. He goes to UC San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he does like nanotechnology?
Or is it
neuro?
Yes.
Oh, one of those.
You know,
I forgot
about that. Yeah. That's
nice.
So you live in a beautiful. So you live in that part of town right there, or you live more in San Diego? What you live
I
in?
I live more in I guess like about 5 miles from the campus from UCSD.
Nice.
Yeah, so in that nice little area, this is where our office is at, too. So, pretty close.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's nice.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really hot this weekend. Every day it was 90, 100, something like that. So, really hot. Other than that,
wow.
It was a good weekend. Yeah. Did you do anything
fun? I know
the
guys, my son and his friends are going to be looking for a place to move, I guess. They might stay where they are right now, but they might want to look for a new place to relocate.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are they done with school? Or almost done with school?
They all going to be seniors, but my son, since he didn't study this summer, he might drive for another semester.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of expensive in La Jolla, so it's better to move out a little bit.
It is. Yeah, it is expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just have a quick question. I was just looking at the I just want to give you an update. So I did look at the bank statement, the merchant statement. Everything looks good. You know, you have good ending balance. So I'm definitely most likely be able to do something for you where we pay off, the on-deck loan and then get some extra on top. And I was looking at your banks. You know, you're actually tracking to do pretty well. You know, every month you're. I think the lowest month you had like 40-something thousand in deposits. Some months you had like 60-something thousand. So I was looking at...
Yeah, there's some really good months and some bad months. You know, it's like everything.
Yeah.
But right now with election year, it's been a little slower than usual. So it's a little scary, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, like even if you're doing at about 45,000 a month, you're tracking to do about $500,000 this year, which is higher than last year for you. So that's good.
Yes.
You're growing. That's
very
good.
Nice, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good thing. So, you know, the underwriter is going to be able to see that. So we'll base it off with the higher number.
The loan amount can go up a little.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. It'll be a good, dollar amount that we'll be able to get you. Okay. So just have a quick question. Your location, your office, do you rent it or do you mortgage it?
We rent here.
You rent. Okay. How much do you pay per month?
We're paying currently $3,200 a month.
$3,200. Okay. Perfect. Is it a pretty big space?
It's only about 3,200 square feet. It runs about $1 per square feet, you know. The owner said that it's retail, but actually it's more commercial to me. So, you know, because we are in a place that it's a very nice place. Though. The whole area, the whole place is air conditioned. It's a big open 3,000 square feet that are all air conditioned. So we got everything in there, the office and everything. So it's kind of comfortable, you know.
That's good. Okay. Do you think you can send over the on-deck contract?
You know, I couldn't find that because when we did it, it was done via secure link.
Oh, like online checkout or something?
Yeah, and the signatures were like encrypted and stuff like that. I don't have a physical contract. I can ask them to send me something. I don't know. I can try to find something.
Well, it's okay. Do you remember the terms that you had with them and the remaining balance you have now? Like, do you remember how much you borrowed?
Yeah, I have those numbers. You want me to give you those right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, hold on. Let me go grab it. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, Gia?
Yep.
Okay, I'm here now. Okay. Alrighty, okay, let's see. It looks, okay, so you need, after the payments in July, on the first loan, we're going to owe $30,250.
Okay. This is the on-deck one.
And there's one that is a line of credit. The line of credit is open like for $13,000.
Yeah.
But we owe $5,900 on that one.
Okay. And was that with a different company or was it on deck too?
It's a different term. That the line of credit is something to be paid within 8 or 9 months.
Okay.
The other one is something that needs to be paid within 18 months.
Okay.
But the line of credit is... It's 29.9% interest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why that needs to be pulled out and paid right away. So we use that one only for short transactions, something that we're going to collect money
emergency.
On it right away and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And are they both with On Deck? It's just two different programs?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. Okay. And then also, how much did you originally borrow from them? Just like the termed loan one, not the line of credit.
What is the $35,000 on the first one, and the line of credit is for $13,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then the $35,000 is how much you got funded, how much money they gave you.
On the $35,000?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they put everything. That was a loan.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then
loan.
Mm-hmm. How much interest are they charging you?
That one is, I think, 21%, looks like.
21%, okay. Okay, so let's give me one second. I'm just going to do a calculation. I just want to make sure I got the right numbers here.
How much time are you guys going to be able to give us if we do this with you guys?
So, yeah, based on the number, you're 30... So let's just say, for example, your gross annual sales right now, from what I see, is around 500 tracking this year to maybe 600, depending on how much you grow. So based on that number, we can, free up, give me a second, let me just go 500 times 15. So on the lower range, what I think, this is preliminary, is... The lower range will be about $50,000, and then the higher range about $75,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we just have to subtract the on-deck loan out of there, and then the rest will be, straight capital
okay.
for you.
And this will be for how long?
Those numbers, the final approval and all that, I can get you that probably by, tomorrow or the day after that, early. The earliest will be tomorrow around the same time as right now, or it'll be the latest will be the day after that. But I will be able to get you like how long it's going to be, how much it's going to cost, and things like that after that.
Okay, so we're still doing an evaluation. Well, we need to go
the longest and the better rate.
If you guys could go 5 years, that would be great. But, I'm trying to eliminate the amount of a monthly payment. I don't care if I commit to a longer term, just because what we do is if we make more money on that month, we send you more money.
Mm-hmm.
To pay the loan.
Yeah. Okay. I can see what I can do for you, but the longest we have, like I said it last time already, but the longest we have for capital loan is 3 years. That's what we're shooting for. For equipment, though, we do go up to 5 years. So if you have any other...
I have equipment as well. I have equipment that I want to put into the whole package.
Are you buying new equipment, or is that just the equipment you have?
It's a lease with a 10% buyout at the end. But the payoff that they give me includes the discount plus the payoff all together.
Okay, are you buying, is this a new piece, or is this like an existing piece that you already have?
It's an existing piece that we have, and we would like just to pull it on a longer term if possible.
I know you told me that you had like three pieces that you wanted to kind of put into one big payment, the on-deck, the line of credit, your three equipment to one big payment. When we talked on Friday last week, you know, I told you that you know, with your revenue, it doesn't support how much you were asking for.
Okay.
Because we can only generally agree about 15%.
I understand. Okay, yeah. Let's see what you guys can do then. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you can go to 75.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll see how much the payment will be.
Yeah. Well, we're one of the people, you know, from in our industry, you know, we're one of the people that can actually free up more than what other people can do. So
sure.
Our percentage.
What
will
be your interest rates?
I'll be able to get you that at the same time as when I get you the how long it's going to be. But for, I was just giving you an example. Like, for example, I think, like, another company that I know of, they only
uh-huh.
free up about 7% of your sales, whereas we can do about 15% of your sales.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be a good interest rate. So it will be, like, 15% a year, per se?
Oh, no, I meant, like, the sales. Your gross sales, we give you about 15% of your sales, whereas other people, they give you about 7% of your sales.
Oh,
like capital loan,
so,
yeah. Like how much money
so
we
going to base it on? We're going to base it on 500 right now, right?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, so we
75 at the high.
So 15% of that will be like 75,000.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So that'll be the highest range. Mhm.
And then,
so
according
good.
To your experience, when you've seen loans come in like this,
mm-hmm.
what is worst case scenario and what is best case scenario when it comes to interest rate?
The best case scenario would be about 10 cents on the dollar. So not 10%, but like 10 cents. Like, so one out of every dollar you borrow, you pay 10 cents
mm-hmm.
in interest. So not the same thing as APR, 10%. The worst case scenario is like 45. And that's like really bad, you know. That's like the most bad. Like this, you know, very good and, you know, very bad.
Right.
Yeah.
But okay, so then if you give me 3 years for the 70,000, how that reflects in interest instead of being 10 cents
mm-hmm.
per dollar, how would that reflect on an interest
mm-hmm.
scale?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know that exactly right now because I don't know the numbers yet. They know how long it's going to be. The underwriters have to review your file first. So what I'm going to do right now is I'll put all the information I just got from you for like the loan that you got from On Deck and your
okay.
rent amount. And then I'm going to send it over to them. They're going to review everything and then we'll be able to tell you the interest and how long and all that in about 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll wait for you, Kobe, then.
Okay, sounds good. You have a good day, okay? I'll call you once I have it.
Yeah, have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Bye-bye.